Yes. Thank you for tuning in and joining us for another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And I've got my co-host here. I've got Will Turbot from Men True.
How you holding up there, V?
I'm doing a little better now. That goes without saying. I've got Jema Patel.
Hello.
With us, Lil Phoenix Fire, and
we're going.
It's going. We got some people listening in on the show here that will join us in the second hour after the main show is done here. We're going to have a second hour tonight. Yes, you heard that correctly. We have a little special tonight. So we'll have our regular show, our regular host for the first hour, and then the second hour, it'll be me and the extras. So I wanted to talk about something tonight. We had a special guest. We had a guy from the military who has this page set up for dads, you know, talking about the whole divorce thing, and him as a military guy. And he wanted to talk about how he's being screwed or whatever by the family courts. You know, these people have no loyalty. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a corporal or a colonel. If these people really want to, you know, screw you, they're going to do it. They have no loyalty. They have no scruples. They got nothing. So instead, we're going to have our other guests, backup guests. We have Kelly Bogues here with us. I do believe he's in the call with us. Kelly, you there? Okay, we might need to do a backup call for him because his Skype, I think he's trying to record the call because, you know, we have to be vigilant and record these things. He sent us a recording and has some other evidence of electronic harassment and people trying to impersonate me, and we will get into that. So I'm going to go ahead and give the engineer here, our producer, the backup number, and we will try to get him. Yeah, because I don't see Kelly either. I don't see Kelly in the call right now. So there's the number, Mike. Let's try to get him on. And, I mean, it's, wow. Oh, okay, well, there he is. Oh, come on now. You got to hit the mic button on your Skype there. If you hit the turn off the vid, you just hit the vid button until there's the circle and the line slash through it. So either we can do the Skype or we can do your cell phone. Doesn't make a difference. But until we connect with him, if you guys got any updates, well, JMO, now would be a great time.
Oh, updates on what? What's going on? The craziness in Florida? The craziness in the world? Or?
Well, I know you're a busy woman.
Hey, JMO. Guess what? I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida where?
Hello.
You may not want to say
I'm
that.
I'm in Central Florida right now. We might have to link up.
Yeah. That's cool. We're having fires and underground jams.
I need that. Everything's locked down.
Well, yeah, right. So, I mean, we're just gathering small groups. But, yeah, you know, a lot of people's lives are affected. I'm staying with a friend that has kids, and, you know, she's a teacher, and it's all got twisted around and having to homeschool the kids. And, you know, we're making it do, though. We're getting it, you know. So I guess I'm on the ground. We're kind of a first responder with the moms right now and doing some other things. We're just keeping the vibe high, you know. That's really important right now, not feeding into the negativity so much and shutting down everything. You know, keep rolling and keep moving and adapt and go with it, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's good. you guys should probably get together and do a hybrid of what you're doing, you know, peel hunting and you know.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear why he's in Florida.
Well, you know me. I'm with my friend, Auditing America, and this is another part of some places we have yet to go, so we're trying to kick this off the list. Unfortunately, it's my first time in Florida because I'm pretty skinny and pale, but unfortunately, most everything is closed down at this point in time, so it's still better than being locked down in Rhode Island, that's for sure.
Yeah, the beaches and things like that are, but I think some parks might still be open, and stores are open limited hours and things like this. We're not completely on lockdown, but, you know, where I'm at anyway.
Well, I know we got to do something about this situation as a society. For the first time, like, in forever, I heard my sister cry. She's really stressed out about this stuff. And so, you know, at this point, I got to roll up my sleeves and see what I can do to kick a little butt. You know, I may be little brother, but I'm the should-be patriarch of the family here coming up. So that's just my duty. I got to make the world a better place here. So I do know we have Kelly. Yeah. I do know we have Kelly Bogues here now. And, well, I was actually in the middle of trying to clean up this audio that he had for us to be played on the air. So we'll do that after we come back from break. But, Mr. Kelly Bogues, please tell us what's been going on. I hear that you've been getting some harassment.
Yes, do you have me? Can you hear me here?
I hear you just fine, brother.
All right. Yeah, well, you know, a little bit of harassment, nothing too major, but it did occur right after I got off the Skype call with you the other evening, and it was an interesting phone call, to say the least, because I don't get phone calls like that, and they had a disguise on their voice, you know, and they were saying something about the National Guard, and if I failed to comply, I would, something about search and seizure of my, placed on my household, and I would have to give up the right to own property, I guess. And I swear I heard the fella say something about targeted frequency targeting in the earliest part of the phone call before I was able to get my recorder on. And there was, yeah, some other parts of the conversation, but they did know where I worked. They did target me specifically.
Okay. So you have some form of censorship put on you by Facebook or something. You mentioned another instance. Please tell us about that.
Well, we have, let's see, Skype, you know, as you know,
okay,
of course.
Skype.
Yeah, we have Skype censoring all the stuff that you send me. It doesn't show up until a day later. You know, I'll check those messages and just be looking back for some piece of information, and I'll see all these other replies that previously were not there, you know, and I would be sitting here thinking, well, I guess he must be busy, you know, because you wouldn't be writing me back. And so I'd just go on, you know, and then hours later you'd write back as if I wasn't writing you back. You were like acting as if I hadn't written you back either. So I don't know. They're probably just putting a big delay on the exchange of information back and forth, you know, to throw off our, you know, overall being in sync.
Well, the thing about Skype, and yes, Skype does this to me all the time. When there is information that needs to be shared, and it's a crucial sort of moment, sort of an ordeal, because you know, I got a team that works here with me, and if I'm off somewhere and I happen to have the iPad on me, you know, I'm barking orders, and things need to get done, and so I get back to studio and whatnot, and none of the stuff is done. Nothing. So that puts me in a position to have to rush and to do this, do that, and try to get things to where they need to be because people weren't getting my messages. Now, we record it live. A live, well, no one saw the show, but we recorded a live session over the internet, and I had to go through several different channels to get this person to contact you, to get you the link, so that you can get into our recording session, because Skype flat out would not send the messages. Now, you got all my response as far as just typing this and that, but as far as sending links, it did not do it. We sent all the video studio links to hop in onto our video feed several times over, and it refused to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a 30-minute delay. You came at me 30 minutes later, and you said, hey, where are you at? And I'm thinking, well, I'm waiting on you to call me, or I'm waiting on your link, or I'm waiting on whatever, but it never came through. So, yeah. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I really hate Skype because Mr. Microsoft there, I know he hates my guts, Bill Gates, with all the chemtrail spraying. Well, listen, the biggest donator and person running the chemtrail crime project, whatever you want to call it, operation, is Bill Gates. You can check these foundations, which are funneling his money into the geoengineering projects. And guess who has the monopoly on all interest of AI? Bill Gates. There's no one that hates me more covertly than Bill Gates right now. Bill Gates owns part of the damn covert government. So, just to go in line with everything that that's going on, yeah, it makes me sick that these people want to do this kind of thing. For example, I live here in Europe, so calling to the U.S. is not really possible on a normal cell plan. I also want to pay a bunch of money, so I have to have Skype. And I'm sure there are other apps, but Skype is the most recognizable, and I can use it. But calling somebody else, now my phone number no longer shows up. I'm paying the bill. They're deducting the payments out of my account every month. Okay, I pay for a phone number, caller ID, unlimited minutes, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I cannot receive calls inwards, and no one can see my phone number as I'm calling out to them, so it shows up as a private phone number. That's the most effective way to cut somebody off as far as communications for services that I'm actually paying for. And I am recording all this stuff. I'm going to be jumping on every company that does not want to do their job, all these derelict services, just because I'm someone who doesn't fit within their system. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't need to fit the system. The system better had fit me before time's too late. You know, I wasn't born here for them. They need to be scraping in adoration, hoping to get any pennies that fall out of my pocket. That's what the corporate world's supposed to be. So, anyhow, I'm sick and fed up with these Illumitard companies and corporations that are working in tandem with the covert government, NSA, FBI, CIA, you know, these child trafficking, gun running, drug smuggling a-holes. You know, they say don't fund terrorism by doing this, by doing that. You're funding terrorism by paying your taxes and buying services from these corporations. You're funding the terrorism. And for most of us, there's just no choice but to, because the system has been laid out that way. But who says we can't form a new system? When it works for us. I think it's time we start working on that as a society. Out with the old and in with the new that has our best interest at heart. So that's what I'm aiming at right now. this covert crap that's going on. And I'm going to tell you right now, the lawyers are loving us right now. The lawyers, as far as this stuff going on with Facebook, oh my God, she said the stuff we have given her is astounding. When you got people that are like, well, we don't know about you, and then you load them up with your stuff, and they're talking about, okay, we're going to draft this, we're going to draft that, da, 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 da. Wow, astounding. It's like, oh, okay, well, you know, we weren't sure if we were going to hire you yet, but you sound very excited about it. Sure, I guess. So, I mean, it went from us being shunned by the legal community to now it's like becoming rock stars here because of the horrible and egregious actions that have been taken against us, the persecution, and the not just the persecution, but the isolation and targeting. It's happening to not just me. It's not just happening to Anthony Thomas. It's not just happening to Kelly Bogues. It's happening to a lot of people out there that happen to have their own brain. Period. It's not just happening to the people who are activists and who are enlightened per se, but for those of you free thinkers out there, they're listening to you. And you say something they don't like, you think a thought they don't want you to think, as the thought police is getting stronger here, you're going to find yourself having issues and not being able to exactly exist in society in the way that you should, or at least have the right
to. You become an enemy of the state.
Yeah.
And enemy of the state.
Yeah, so it's making me sick. So I've had people, again, I hate to be repeating myself, people have contacted, well, I'm sorry, have been contacted by the NSA after speaking with us, told not to go on the show and not to have anything to do with us. And, you know, these people turn right around and come and report back to us. So, I mean, nobody is scared of you people. Nobody's going to stand up for this crap. I'm not standing up for it. I'm going to be shutting this BS down with every possible effort. And, you know, you're not smarter than anybody else. That's the thing that makes me angry. These are monkeys. When I look at these people, when I envision these people, I envision monkeys hopping around on keyboards. Monkeys with assault rifles, accidentally discharging them. They're of subpar intelligence. They want to claim intelligence community. Intelligence, my ass. You're out of your league. Especially mess with somebody like me. Guys, we're going to go to commercial break, and I'm going to have this audio to our producer here so he can get this out to you, the audience. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Same thing that we talked about over the break. Here I am trying to send a 1.9 megabyte file over to the producer, and oh, okay, well there it goes. As I'm bringing it up on the air, it goes through. Producer Mike, you see that? Okay, he's grabbing it now. So, for the time period, the amount of time that took, I could have sent a 50 to 100 megabyte video, no problem. But anyhow, I want to talk quickly, and that audio needs to be cleaned up. I got to redo that, but the audio from the break here, Kelly Bowes. Who was that? You gave me that music, and some of the best music I've heard recently. Whose project is that?
Let's see. That was my friend Kyle in Midland, Texas, and he goes under the name Laquarius.
Aquarius. Okay. Yes, I probably didn't do a proper introduction. Kelly Bogues, if you guys haven't heard in the previous shows, is the bassist from Negative Offset. And I didn't even want to try to say the name. Wait, what? Zorg? Thor? You got a hell of a name for your band here. Go ahead and tell us about that really quickly.
Just type in the hashtag to the internet. It's called Buy More Ammo. That is the hashtag that will lead you to my band. So that's much more easy to remember. And so buy more ammo, the hashtag.
Okay, well, just for kicks, just tell us the name.
Oh, it's Zogthorgvin. So that is Zogthorgvin.
Okay. Are you Swedish at all, or, you know, are you just blending into that death metal scene?
The name was inspired by some other groups that, in fact, are from that neck of the woods, but it is a word that I just made up.
Okay, yes. All right. So, I want to thank you, again, for actually coming through here. I want to send out, you know, good wishes and good luck to the guest that was supposed to be on tonight. It's really weird having someone say, hey, I've got to cancel a show. I have a COVID-19 virus emergency case in the family. Going to the hospital now. And for a minute there, it almost seemed a little bit end of the world-ish, post-apocalyptic leading to sort of stuff. I know it's not that serious, but I guess that's the feeling that they want to put in us with the fear and whatnot. So, yes, best wishes out to that person. We'll try to have him on because that was a great subject matter. We don't get to hear a lot of alienated dads on the show who, you know, went through divorces because, typically speaking, and I don't know, anyone can argue with this, but the females in this legal situation usually make out a lot better. So, I would like to see some equality in the courts. We're not going to see that, but I would like to. And I'd like to see some equality on these damn computers, I'm telling you. Even today, over the past couple of days, I've been battling it out with Skype and just email, internet in general, because Mr. Althaus, Thomas Althaus, is doing a documentary with me, and he's trying to send me all the evidence and everything for me to basically get a timeline set up so we can get this documentary done, and nothing's coming through. Every time he tried to send anything to me, there are these mass data transfer sites that you can use. You know, WeTransfer, FileShare.com. And towards the end of the transfer, there's a failure. Now, this used to happen to me all the time when I need to put my shows up on TLB TV. All the time. Technical director. And it got so bad to where it strained my relationship with this, you know, the hierarchy of TLB TV. And I know that was the point. Because they like to have things on time and ready to go. But I started doing counter surveillance. And that crap stopped. But anyways, we're going to go to station ID and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. We are catching these scumbags on counter surveillance, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V Still. And I'm loving it. I want to lead by example here. Being counter-surveillance. These people think that they're going to do anything they want to do just because people have not caught on yet to collect evidence. Keep your documentations. Keep your receipts. Keep all your paperwork. Record your own phone calls. Have your security cameras up in your own house, not connected to the internet. You know, CPS can't tell you you did something when you were someplace else in the house doing, you know, when supposedly Johnny got hit, little Johnny got hit. You know, CPS, you know, you can verify things. We can't have, he said, she said anymore. We can't do it. Not when the government's so willing to lie and then not take our word for anything. That's a paradox of corruption. And so, Mr. Kelly Bogues recorded a very interesting phone call. Engineer Mike, if you would go ahead and play that. I want the listeners to hear it.
Have an urgency to place on your household, or do you comply? Sir, if you do not comply, we know where you work. We have previous records of the rec center and also Dalton Ranch. Do you comply or no? Again, failure to comply will result in one's being of giving up the right to owning and having personal property. If you do not comply, this right will be taken away from you. Do you comply? I cannot understand what you are saying. Can you please repeat? This is Corporal Elliot. Because you live in the following areas, Durango, Bayfield, Ignacio, and Cortez. You will be placed on a lockdown and found out not running essential errands. You will be sent to quarantine for up to 14 days.
We were sent to you by Manny.
Safety of the public. Very interesting indeed. It is funny how the people in this community want to get quarantined but keep going out. Failure to comply with the National Guard will end up in serious consequences. We never said anything about frequency targeting. What's funny about this outbreak, sir, we were trying to flatten the curve. The voice disguised is to protect the self-being of my own preservation. I am a very high-up, awarded officer. We are letting you know who you are, and we know who you are. I do not think so, sir. I do not know who Anthony Thomas is, but I can tell you he will be getting the same exact phone call that you are getting at this very moment. We did not mention frequency targeting. Well, this is an automated message, basically, bro.
Now, I love how he does deny frequency targeting exists. But anyhow, not to hog up the show here, I just want to say very quickly that, again, I've had many of dates canceled, many of appointments canceled, you know, with the lawyer, with some investors, and, you know, out of the blue, some people we got back with said that I canceled it. No, I didn't cancel anything. Isn't it amazing how much this guy sounds just like me? Isn't it just amazing? But, yeah, I don't want to hog up the show. My co-hosts are still here. If you got questions, I know you're going on your minds right now. Go ahead.
Kelly, yeah, shout-outs to you, and thanks for being so courageous to put this together. That does sound very much like V. How are you handling with all this stuff, man? Because you're a strong person, and from talking to you, it seems like you keep your composure, but what is it like dealing with this dude?
I assume you're talking to me, Will. Kelly. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have to deal with this ever because this has never happened ever. And so I get out, as soon as I started rubbing elbows with this community, this very community of the targeted individuals, immediately that first, as soon as V brought me on a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was last month, you know, I have over 2,000 videos on my YouTube channel, for example. My YouTube channel is over 10 years old, and never have I had too much trouble with it, you know. A lot of my videos are set to unlisted and private just because they're, you know, band rehearsal videos and things that, you know, just don't need to be public. But anyway, right before I went on the show, that very 4 or 5 days leading up to that point, you know, me and V had been back and forth, had a lot of trouble in our Skype and stuff. And then a whole bunch of my videos go public. I remember that was the first instance where something strange was like, okay, well, that's weird, you know, because all my videos went public, everything, like over 2,000 videos, you know. I had to go back and reset everything. So, yeah, that was the first time that I was like, okay, that's kind of strange, just as soon as I, you know, not long after I started rubbing elbows with this community here, targeted individuals. And then this phone call, of course, you're right. The guy grew very perturbed when I kept accusing him of being Anthony Thomas. It was hilarious. I noticed that y'all cut the part out where he comes on the phone and he says, "Do I sound like effing Anthony
now?" Well, yeah, you're cursed. And it's frustrating enough having to distinguish myself from Anthony with business partners as is. That's why it's me, the Enzel on the radio. So that's a frustrating part for me, really. But let me ask you something, though. Wow. Okay, so with that said, how in the hell? It sounded like it was also, I assumed it was something about the COVID, but you just kind of cleared that up for us. It had something to do with you and the target individual community. That had nothing to do with the COVID virus, right?
Well, just let me say that again, when I first picked up the phone, I was in the middle of a whole bunch of stuff, and I pick up the phone and this guy says something about frequency targeting, and then I was like, what the? And so I started recording it, you know, but that was too late at that point. Now later he denies having mentioned anything about that. I don't know why he wouldn't go back to it, but he refused to bring up the subject again. But I swear it was mentioned before I got to the point of, I had a cassette tape recorder nearby. That's how I recorded this, by the way, and my voice isn't being heard, and it's a good thing because I was cursing a lot.
I have a question on the location. He was telling you to be quarantined, right, and that you're going out and you must continue to. Did he get your location, or are there other ones thrown in there?
Well, yes, he mentioned my location in that group of area here, and that was after I kept pressuring him about why was he reaching out to me. But the fact that they brought up my work and stuff, this could be coworkers, I thought, but I don't know. There was something about this that didn't seem like coworkers, and it did sound like Anthony's sort of a little, and, you know, I don't know. It's all kind of strange, just to say the least.
Okay, and
yeah, because I'm interested. There was a location mentioned that's my area, so that just kind of sparked my earplug there for a minute. So I was just curious. Maybe we have the same similar ones.
You guys
there.
Are in the prime states for targeting. There are the top five states being targeted are the most populated ones. You've got New York, you've got Florida, you've got California, and there were, you know, a couple others there. So, places, and I know more target individuals from the Arizona area for sure. It's ridiculous. So, it is, you know, they're really getting down on the public centers. So, it's going to be common to hear a lot of these areas. So, yeah. Wow.
And we have another interesting thing. We got a lot of airplanes circling around here. We got black helicopters and then airplanes making circles around the houses, our particular area and neighborhood, just going in circles. Is that UV? Is it because you're targeted?
Radio. You know,
he was just circling.
I'm a part of Operation Trident with the three black helicopters rolling around your houses. And the, well, now they're using white vehicles. They don't do the black SUVs so much, but they'll do the white vans. They seem inconspicuous.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing those.
Yeah. So
here it comes right now, not kidding. Circling low.
Yeah. Yeah, I when I got out of the radio stations that I was at previously and just doing everything pre-recorded on the fly, I could not find a quiet place to be. Neighbors, dogs barking like hell anytime I hit, you know, record button, make a phone call. You know, I'd go out to my fifth wheel, which I used as my office on the property, and trees would just start rustling like crazy. Neighbor's dogs start barking like mad. Only when I made phone call, hit the record button, I had to go out to a cemetery out in Oroville. When I was living out in Oroville, I had to go out to a cemetery on the edge of town just for a quiet place to be. Now, this is a retirement community. It's always quiet. So the noise campaign, and that was a very important show because I had Karen Stewart, and say whistleblower, coming onto my show for the first time. So when I got out to that cemetery, what happens? I've got a car rolling up, doing circles around the cemetery that is backfiring. And then a black helicopter just kept circling above my head at a cemetery. Because, you know, cemeteries, that's where terrorists hang out, right?
Right.
So these people will stop at nothing for censorship to stop information from flowing. You know how much fuel that helicopter used? And how in the hell the one backfiring vehicle in the entire community of 10,000 people, the entire town, the one backfiring vehicle wants to do donuts in the cemetery place where I was at. I had to hop over the fence and go down the mountainside into somebody's farmland to do the show. So it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. They don't stop me in the end, so I don't know why they keep trying. It's pointless. And I want to say, the corporate Elliot, if you're listening right now, I want you to use your high-tech surveillance. I want you to scan my ass. I want you to find the shiniest part of it, and I want you to kiss it. Because you're not stopping anything here. You can either do right or get put out. That's the only thing on the table. You know? The pendulum swings. It goes both directions. So I want people to, to understand this. You have power, people. You got the power. And it starts with counter-surveillance. People, we need to start doing counter-surveillance. So, Mr. Kelly,
we won't comply.
We will not comply. That's right. You want to, something Mr. Kyler Davenport would say is, you might as well go ahead and I'm paraphrasing, but you might as well go ahead and kill me now. I know we'll be the first ones taken down because we're not going to be quiet. I'm paraphrasing. So I've listened to his show quite a bit here lately. And speaking of which, I want you to plug, Mr. Kelly, your show, because you do your own radio show. Once again, I want to highlight that.
Yes, the name of the show is called Heavy Metal Shortwave, and it is on shortwave radio stations, going to be coming in out of Germany, going into Europe, and sometimes out of Maine, and sometimes on pirate radio frequencies it pops up as well. Heavy Metal Shortwave, we just play heavy metal, but I like to mix a little bit of information in there as well, so I kind of call it info metal.
That's cool. That's cool. We're going to get more into that in the second hour of the show. And guys, if you're listening, please call into the show for the second hour. Phone number is 800-313-9443. If you want to get in on the discussion in the second hour, I've got a very special guest that I promised you guys you would be seeing a lot of here on this network. And it's coming true. And I don't want to spoil surprise at this moment, but he's listening right now, and I'm definitely tipping my hat to him. It's going to be a great pleasure working with him. And so be sure to stick around for the second hour tonight. I do know we are expanding our media. We're going to have a second hour to the show for the rest of the week and the week after that and so forth and so forth. Because it's just, it's too much information and it's not enough people listening. So we're going to grow the audience and we're going to, we want you involved. That's the most important part. So please be calling in to the second hour of the show. It's the after show. I'm going to get some special effects to echo my voice whenever I do that after show. But, yes, stay tuned for that. I believe Kelly's going to stay over and be in our discussion there as well. And, yes, please, please be involved. I know people from APRI should be involved listening, and then especially listening into the second hour as well. We are doing mergers everywhere, whether it's official or unofficial. We need to grow our voice, and we are going to do that. You know, you're not going to have any power till you slaughter the drums. You got to kill the drummer, okay? Just because you don't see the soldiers doing anything right now, is that's because we're all moving to the beat of the drummer. You won't have a voice until you overpower it. So
drums are so beaten here.
Well, for until we go to break here, I think we got 6 minutes, and I'd like to give that to both my co-hosts here. So go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I think it's very important that people like ourselves continue to do music and start doing music, because it's one of the few things that we do that activates multiple parts of our brain at the same time. It unlocks your memory, motor coordination, and one other one, which I always forget. But it's very, very important that we take over music and art and culture. Yeah, because politics is downstream of culture, and, you know, no one's going to really change their opinion on things because Newt Gingrich is cool. We gotta really, you know, start penetrating these alternative places because, you know, that's where the people are. That's where we're going to go reach out to them. So I commend you for doing that.
Yeah, here we're, you know, it's odd, the people that are showing up, and we're just going on the ground and connecting and keeping things rolling, and it's a perfect time for we the people to step up and start going into your local areas and, you know, taking over, seeing who works for you, you know, seeing authority over your areas, and it's perfect time. Plans are getting in place, things are getting implemented, and it's good. The show must go on, right? there's a lot in music. You're right there. There's a lot of messages. There's a lot of raising vibes and leveling up, if you will. Anybody else on here leveled up with us, you know, in order to fight this battle?
Well, I do know. Well, I want to say if Will is going to get into music, I want to produce him. You know, be like Dr. Dre and Eminem over here. You know, can you do some flows?
That could be interesting.
Well, I can.
We're gonna talk. We're gonna talk, dude.
Hey, well, I do know. Actually, I was watching some stuff, going through some real news, and listened to some things, watched some things, and the Asians are going off on this rap. They're doing a lot of political raps, and everyone's getting censored and thrown in jail. And it's actually stretched all the way over here to Europe, to Spain. There are people in Spain going to jail for political raps. Can you believe that? There are countries around the world that are trying to outlaw rap, period, right now. Because it has more of an influence.
It doesn't surprise me at all. When hip-hop first started out, it was about empowering the people. It was about De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest. It was about Public Enemy, fighting the power. And then once they realized That's why, you know, what Kelly's doing is so important, is because they realize that these people were completely hijacking what they wanted them to do, and they couldn't let them do that with music. So we have to get back to that, and that's why you find in the late 80s, early 90s in hip-hop, that it completely changed, and it went from pro-black, socially conscious, fight the power, to we're going to sell the drugs that the CIA went. So it's very important for people that have these artistic, creative talents to use them to their utmost potential, because otherwise you're just going to basically be paying into the hands of some massive corporation who just wants to destroy kids' lives.
Exactly. You know, when Bling Bling came out, I was like, you know, I'm done. I'm done with rap.
Bling Bling.
And I had just got into rap. You know, I think I got into rap maybe about 95. My progression was classic rock. My father was a guitarist. One hell of a guitarist. He could play anybody that you can think of.
Now you're speaking my language.
I went from classic rock to, you know, blues, old-timey blues to alternative death metal. And, you know, it's like things progressively got harder and harder. It's like, okay, so let's listen to some hardcore rap. And then, yeah, about 99, 2000 there, it just dropped off. So, okay, well, I'm done. But anyways, we have to take a station ID break here, and then we will come back for our second hour for the after show. Stay tuned.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.